you gonna do? Yeah. Bad boys, bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? When you were eight and your head bad.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. This has been known, I guess, for years now. This is the theme for cops, right?
That's right.
So Jeff Rogers is here to talk about a very special organization, the Pensacola's Finest Foundation, correct?
That's right.
So Jeff and I go way back. We have to start with that. Mm-hmm. I've known you, gosh, long.
Longer than we want to say.
Probably than we want. Yes, exactly. But Jeff used to be with Gulf Power when it was Gulf Power, and we met during that when I was back in radio all those years ago, and it's just a long story. But Jeff is somebody I've known who has, for the entire time that I've known you, Jeff, you've been dedicated to community service. You've always been giving back. You're always doing things to help our community. And so kudos to you and hats off to you for that.
Let's just come about by watching others, you know, pour into the community and wanted to join in and be a part of it.
Yeah, and that's what's so great about Pensacola. So this organization, when I heard about it and that you were coming on the show, and I was like, well, where have I been? How come I've never heard of this? But I feel better now that you told me it's kind of a new organization. So let's talk about the history. Tell folks, what is this Pensacola Finest Foundation?
Sure. So in the past, a lot of the funds or fundraising came straight into the department. Pensacola Police Department.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't solicit funds, but people would just give money to help, you know, with whatever needs were unmet.
So just kind of unsolicited donations here and there. That kind of thing.
And I won't say it was loose. I think it was run fairly well, but you couldn't take advantages of all the things you could by having an outside nonprofit, a 501c3, like Pensacola's Finest Foundation is. So a good buddy of mine, Steve Davis, at that time was Captain Davis, came to me and said, hey, man, I'm getting ready to retire. I need some help. And I said, well, what's going on? He said, well, I want to start a nonprofit, a 501c3 called Pensacola's Finest Foundation that will help raise money for our men and women in blue. I said, well, tell me about it. I said, well, this will help with the unmet needs. So city's got a budget for the police department. And then there are other things that come up that they need that aren't necessarily covered that year. It could be a dog. It could be a vest or equipment training. And I said, I'm in. So he retired, and together we, you know, did all the paperwork and got the nonprofit status, got a website built a board. And this was 4 years ago. We just finished our fourth year. So as you know, in nonprofit world, starting a nonprofit, it's hard, man.
It's not easy. There's a lot of paperwork people don't realize, and it takes some time.
All of that, and then when that's done, you still have to build awareness in the community about it, and that's taken a long time. We're getting there, and it's been an exciting trip getting to this point. I just rolled off as president. Don Hanto is now president, doing a fantastic job, and we have our first big event coming up in February, and it's going great. And
well,
the best
exciting part
is we're helping our men and women in blue be more prepared physically and mentally to do what they do every day, you know?
Yeah. Well, we were talking before you came on the show about the daily stresses that our police force sees. I mean, and certainly the climate right now in the country is, we won't even go there, but it's just that, you know, respecting our officers, appreciating all that they do for us. But as we were talking about, so often someone may go to war, but then they have time when they come back and they get a chance to heal and to reintegrate into society. Our officers might see some horrific incident locally, a murder or some horrible thing that happens to a child or whatever, and they might get a day off.
Yeah,
and then they expect
that,
and then expected to come right back out
over and over and over. So that's where the mental health and mental wellness comes in, and where we can help support there. They have great programs through PPD. It's kind of it's almost a stigma for them to do it. So we're trying to figure out a way to make it, you know, less stigmatizing to think that you need to get help, because it's hard and they carry it. So that's something else that Pensacola's Finest Foundation does is is when we raise money, it's for things that help with morale and welfare as well, you know.
That's
and
great.
And counseling and that type of thing.
So when you're talking about some of the things, so if I wanted to donate, how would I go about doing that? Do I donate for a specific thing or can I make a general donation? How does the process
work? You can make a note if you want it to go to something specific, but you can go to PensacolasFinest.org. There's a donate page and you can give. And the best way is to, you don't have to give a gajillion bucks, but just a certain amount and do it every month.
Oh, that's a good
that's
idea.
What really, so it could be 20 bucks a month, could be 50, whatever. But that goes directly to supporting our men and women in blue and the staff there too. So there you have the officers and you have the, I used to call them staff or non-officers, but people like in
civilians, as they
yeah,
say.
Civilians, yeah.
That's what they like say. That's what
dispatch.
They say on Law and Order, just so you know.
Yes. So there's a lot of folks we're helping there.
That's amazing. So what prompted you? I mean, you've talked about it a little bit, but your Captain Davis, I'm sure, was instrumental in it. But what do you find now as you're getting into it? Are you starting to really see so many, many more needs than you originally thought?
Yeah, it's very interesting because when Steve and I first met, we're thinking, well, maybe we'll get $5,000 in the account and we'll be doing all right. And I said, I don't know, man. I think there's opportunity here. I think this could really be big. Now we have a good amount of money coming in from this first event. And we have a really great treasurer who's been able to help with all the finances and making sure we're crossing all our T's and dotting all our I's. And we're doing really financially well right now, which is great. You know, there's no overhead.
Right.
There's no staff. It all goes directly.
So you're a volunteer,
to women.
Basically.
Yes, everybody. It's, you know, you have some nonprofits that have their own staff and everything. Right now, I mean, that is a goal of ours, one day to have an executive director. But for now, it's just all non-paid volunteers.
Okay. So if I wanted to get involved, do you have volunteer opportunities at this point? Because we've talked about donating, but how could I get involved?
Through the website, you can send us a message to get involved. And we have people that really do want to be part of an event and help. And we need extra hands, you know. That is another avenue we're working on, is to have a volunteer chairman possibly that can help organize that stuff that's on the board. To help organize.
Or volunteer coordinator kind of thing.
Yep,
okay.
Exactly.
So you do have a board of directors at this point. So who are some of the folks that are serving on that now?
Let's see. Greg Threadgill, Steve Davis, who was past president, Don Hanto, Jen McKeown. Let's see. I'm Jeff Rogers. Let's see. Let me pull up the about page now on Pensacola's Finest, and I'll read them out to you.
Well, one of the things, too, is while you're looking for that, I'm looking on your website now, and some of the ways that you're supporting the office, the police department, and it has a whole list of categories here, which I like, and it says supporting the mental health of our officers, which you've talked about. But this is something interesting. Enhance the physical safety of our officers. What does that involve?
That's equipment. I mean, it could be a dog, like we talked about. The Bear Family Foundation has supported us with a couple of dogs.
Those are so important, too.
Sure.
Boy.
So you have a dog that retires in the middle of a budget year and you don't have that budget line. How do you get a dog replaced with that canine officer to get them paired back and get them trained and get going again?
They're integral to investigations.
They really are.
Really.
And to enforcement. And so that's just one of them. And let me not leave anybody off. So John Hutchinson is a brand new
member.
Oh,
I know that guy. You let him on the board?
Yeah. He actually asked. He wanted to be a part of it.
Of course he did.
And it was awesome. Nick Humphrey, who's brand new, Circle K. Charlie Griffith, a longtime friend of mine. Is a former sheriff's deputy. We talked about Jen. We talked about Greg. Rebecca Rad. Hank Carlstrom just rolled off. But he was instrumental in especially a lot of the projects that we did. Scott Warner's our treasurer. We have a really fantastic group, and I would call her the keystone is Laura Major, and she is actually the community liaison at PPD. And she's an advisor to the foundation.
Oh, perfect.
She connects us with You know, and all of the things we want to fund have to come down through the chain of command. So it's not like we're willy-nilly funding all these things. It's right. All approved through a certain process.
Excellent. Okay, we're talking with Jeff Rogers. He is with us on behalf of the Pensacola Finest Foundation, and we'll come back with Pep Talk. If you've got a question about the foundation or something for Jeff, just text it in at 850-437-1620. We'd love to hear from you this morning, and we'll be back in just a couple minutes. Welcome back to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, talking with Jeff Rogers about the Pensacola's Finest Foundation. And that's a great way to say it. It's either about Pensacola's Finest or it's the Finest Foundation. One of the
that's
two.
Right.
But the work you're doing is awesome, providing funds to help our officers and the folks on our Pensacola Police Force, helping with mental health. We talked about that. Physical safety. Some of the things, the physical safety and then the training. Talk about that a little bit, too.
Sure. And that's really important. And they're very well trained, but you can always do and you always want more, right? It just makes you better. So there are a lot of things training wise we can contribute to. Physical safety, you talked about. It could be a vest.
It could be
a shield.
I mean, we kind of assume all those things are paid for, but there are some extras probably that would make a difference. Mm-hmm. That may not necessarily be in this year's budget.
And when, God forbid, there's a fallen officer or there's a former officer who passes away, they have an honor guard who they put on the ceremony, you know, it's really touching. And honor guards need uniforms. They change out. They get different sizes.
Right. I see these are things I don't even think of.
Yeah. So, and you want the men and women in blue to look sharp when they're doing that thing. And it's a very important thing they do. There's all kinds of things, but it's all geared to help them be better prepared physically and mentally to engage with our community.
Mm-hmm. And you said that they also help with medical costs as well sometimes if there's...
Yep. So if things come down to us and say there's a hardship, there's one example of a mom whose daughter had some medical issues and had to go to a specialist. I believe it was in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
But had some hardships and travel hardships and being able to stay somewhere, and we helped cover some of that.
That's amazing. That's really great. So we're talking with Jeff Rogers about Pensacola's Finest Foundation. You have a fundraising event coming up that maybe could use some of our business listeners' help.
Right. We are right now recruiting sponsors for this gala. We're doing great. We've got, I think, I'm trying to see how many tables we have filled. A good amount of the tables have been purchased, but there are still more. I think we're still looking for a title sponsor.
Oh, now when is the gala?
Which is big. The gala is February 19th.
Oh, so it's coming up?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's coming up. So anything from presenting sponsor, and we can give you this file, so you could have it if people want to come on the station website and see it. But you get a table, you get to sit with an officer, mayor will be speaking, we'll be honoring the men and women of Pensacola Police Department, Officer of the Year. There'll be life-saving awards.
Great. That's great. Have they done that before?
Yes.
But now you actually have an event to do it.
Now it's an event, and it's being produced mostly by Pensacola's Finest Foundation and Laura Major, who's a big help. And we're raising the money to put on the event, and we're going to have money left over to go into the foundation funds.
Excellent. Okay. Well, we did get a text. One of our listeners just texted, and it's very specific.
Okay.
What is the best way for a recently retired executive to get involved?
Wow. I'd say give us a contact through the website or see if there's somebody you know on the board.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. We'd love to have everybody we can volunteering or you know, we're also always building a funnel for board members. So
okay.
You could get on a committee and then become a board member.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So this is a wonderful organization for someone that's just joined us. We're talking with Jeff Rogers about the Pensacola's Finest Foundation. Mm-hmm. So if you would just recap in case someone's just joined us, what is it again?
So it is an organization that helps raise funds for the unmet needs of our men and women in blue and the staff at Pensacola Police Department. Anything from mental health counseling to training to community events to, I mean, even the staff there. And one specific example is neat is the dispatch officers have to sit in front of a monitor all day answering calls.
Yeah.
Well, they asked for a treadmill. And what better? And it was easy. This one we found. And I think one of the board members actually purchased it himself on Facebook Marketplace and delivered it.
Wow.
So they could have that there to, so they could get out of their seat and move.
That's a great idea. Yeah. Maybe I need one in here.
Yeah. It wouldn't hurt.
Probably wouldn't hurt.
You know, gym equipment for the officers, all that, that keeps them physically and mentally strong and ready to serve. And, you know, when you can ease some of those worries about equipment and training and counseling, you have less stress on the job. You bring less stress home. I mean, as you said earlier, this is a very hard thing that they do. People take it for granted.
Absolutely.
But you imagine going out every single day knowing this may be your last day walking on this earth.
I know.
It could be. And the horrific things that they see, they have to go back to their families, and then they go right back out and do it the next day.
The next day.
That they are the unsung heroes in our community, and the way they suck it up and get back out there again. Mm-hmm. We want them to be able to get the help they need to be able to release some of that. And
so that's also, you help with the mental health issues as well. Mm-hmm. So medical, mental health, physical training. I mean, the whole gamut,
dogs.
The foundation is dogs.
Bear Family Foundation sponsors this cute little puppy, man. He is the cutest thing, and he's growing into like a crazy menace. He's a Malinois. I can't remember his name, but he was so cute as a puppy, and now you don't want to go near him.
Yeah, he's just sniffing out drugs, and he's got the whole deal. Okay,
yeah, he's a biter.
So, yeah. Uh-oh. Well, we're talking with Jeff Rogers. If you've got a question about Pensacola Spineless Foundation, be sure and text it in at 850-437-1620. What's the website again?
It is pensacolasfinest.org or pensacolasfinestfoundation.org.
Okay, we'll be back with Pep Talk and Jeff Rogers and Pensacola Finest Foundation when we get back in just a minute. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, and Jeff Rogers is here with the Pensacola's Finest Foundation. So, Jeff, wrap it up here for us this morning. Just one more thing in case someone's just joining us. How can people get involved? How can we help?
So, very importantly, pensacolasfinest.org, and this organization serves our men and women in blue by helping to raise funds to cover the unmet needs of the department. So, things that aren't necessarily covered by budget in that fiscal year could be dogs, training, vests, medical expenditures, all types of stuff that helps with the morale and welfare of our men and women in blue. Very important. And we have a great big gala coming up, and we're looking for business sponsors who want to come and be a part of supporting our men and women in blue. It's a time where we're going to honor Officer of the Year, some life-saving awards, all kinds of awards for our officers. And you get to be at a table with an officer, and we'll have all kinds of dignitaries. I think our mayor will be speaking, and it's going to be a great event catered at Sanders Beach.
It'll be great. And what's the date on that?
It is February 19th.
So there's still time. And who should they contact if they do want to sponsor? You directly or just?
They can go to the website. They can contact me. They can contact us through the website. Any of that is easy. Yeah.
Okay. Pensacola's Finest Foundation.
Yes.
This, I'm so excited. They've only been around a few years, so now I don't feel so bad about knowing a whole lot about it. But now I want you to come back and talk to us and fill us in on some of the things. Have you done anything yet for 2026 or maybe some things that y'all did for 2025?
Yeah, we've been so busy, probably the last 6 months planning this to make sure this gala would be unbelievable. This would be the first time we've been involved in calling it a gala because it's been an award ceremony, and now it's a huge dinner.
They so deserve it.
Yeah.
That's a fantastic thing.
I can't tell you how many people from this community have already reached out, businesses that are helping to be sponsors. I mean, there's all kinds of levels out there, and it is overwhelming. We both know what this community is like. When there's a need, they respond, and it's been great.
Well, I'm so excited to know about this. I want you to come back on the show and give us some updates as things go forward. And you know, Jeff, if there's ever a very special need, something that, God forbid, there's a tragedy or something happens and you need us, please contact us so we can get the word out quickly.
No
better way to do it than on the radio.
That's right.
Okay. And for those that you're just joining us, I'm talking with Jeff Rogers. He's with the board of the Pensacola's Finest Foundation. And if you would just give us that info on how to get in touch and contact if you want to volunteer or donate, where do they go?
The best way is pensacolasfinest.org, also known as pensacolasfinestfoundation.org. There's a contact there at the top, and you scroll down and send us an email.
Okay, super excited that you were able to be here this morning. And again, one more time with that website.
PensacolasFinest.org.
Okay, we'll be looking forward to the gala and hearing more about all the things y'all do this coming year.
Awesome.
Thanks for being part of creating this organization, and thanks for all you do in the community.
Thank you. Thanks for having us on.
All right, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel.